sounds fairly obvious. Whatever we ask, we receive from him because... Now, how do you think that verse is going to end? Because we trust him? No, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. What? Well, once more, we seem to find a Bible verse that contradicts Holy Scripture. That we receive from Jesus because we are good. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Monday, April the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Pastor Tom Baker. This week will be a shortened week for Law and Gospel, although I will be here all 5 days. But the last 2 days is the Share-a-thon. And we're going to have Mary coming in at the end of the program to talk a little bit more about the Share-a-thon. Right now, I am going to be preaching a funeral sermon. I'm preaching a regular sermon here at the International Center. I've been doing funeral sermons the last few weeks. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, I think I did 12 sermons. And two of them were funeral sermons. And I can assure you, when I did that funeral sermon for both individuals, I didn't talk about their works. I didn't talk about how they had kept his commandments. I said just the opposite, that they confessed they did not keep the commandments, that they were poor, miserable sinners deserving nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. Even though both of them were out of the city, so to speak, what was kind of interesting is they both had been members of my former congregation, St. James Lutheran in University City, prior to the time I had gotten there. Well, what a coincidence that God would have me do the funeral sermon of former members. Be that as it may, we really run into a problem here. And we're talking from 1 John chapter 3, which is the epistle reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter. Acts 4 replaces the Old Testament lesson during the Easter season, and John 10 is the gospel about the Good Shepherd. And so tomorrow, with Mark Smith, we're going to be talking about the hymn assigned for this Sunday, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. But what we want to examine is the 1 John passage, 3 verse 22. It says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Well, who keeps his commandments? Well, we're all short in some way in keeping the commandments of God. So does that mean we do not please him? Well, here's where the problem is. It's the word commandments. Just like the word law has a number of different meanings, just like Israel has different meanings, sometimes it refers to the people of Israel, even at the time of Jesus, who can trace their lineage back to Abraham. Other times it refers to the Holy Christian Church. Now, how can you decide what a passage means? You need to look at the context. We mentioned in Sunday sermon that C.F.W. Walther, in his introduction to Law and Gospel, makes the point that he knows of no book in the entire history of the world that appears to be so full of contradictions as is the Bible. What? I said appears to have contradictions. There are no contradictions in the Bible. There are no historical contradictions. There are no theological contradictions. But when you first read it, boy, it seems like there are some. For example, our text for today that we're going to receive from Jesus because we keep his commandments. Well, that means we would be receiving nothing. In contrast to like Ephesians 2, we're saved by grace through faith, non-account of works, lest anyone should boast. You see, works also has various meanings. Sometimes it just refers to an outward good work, which even an atheist can do. I'm sure atheists pay their taxes, keep under the speed limit. Sure. But none of that saves anybody. Because God doesn't look at a work in regard to its outcome, but in regard to its motivation. So the other concept of good works, which the Bible refers to as fruit of the Holy Spirit can only be done by a Christian because the motivation is love for Jesus. Obviously, an unbeliever can't do anything out of love for Jesus because he doesn't believe in Jesus. We've said this 1,000 times. But we have a problem here. We don't even perfectly do good works. Our new man always does. In other words, when the Christian goes to church, the new man is going for a proper reason, out of love for Jesus. The old man has maybe another reason. Maybe it's to meet somebody there. Maybe it's something that you feel you better do or else God won't bless you. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons your old Adam will give. But most of the time, we're often unawares of the motivation of our old Adam. That's why we sin. If we ever knew what we were doing when we sinned, a lot of times we would probably stop from doing it. And it's not until after it's done that we recognize it's a sin and how the old Adam got us to do that. So, law and gospel is absolutely critical. And I do want to remind you that this coming Saturday in Emmanuel Olivet, we're going to be doing a law and gospel seminar. It's $10, but you get free refreshments. Books are really on sale, so you get your $10 back in no time at all. But if at the end of the seminar you walk up to me and say, I didn't get anything out of this, or I don't think it was worth my time, I'll give you your $10 back. That's how confident we are, because we're going to be able to do something we can't do on the radio. We're going to show videos. And one of the videos we're going to be talking about is, how many of you know somebody who's in the gay lifestyle? How do you speak to them? Do you give them law? Do you give them gospel? What law? What gospel? So we're going to take some time, not all the time, during that seminar to show a video that I found absolutely fantastic. And then we're going to talk a little bit about it, and then we'll have other items also. So if you want to sign up ahead of time, which means you get half off any book, and that's the price that it is at, all you do is go to lawandgospel101.com, lawandgospel101.com, then click on seminars, and guess what? You fill that out, and when you come, you not only get in, but you also, there's going to be two free periodicals that we're going to be giving out. And so that's something else that you might be able to be interested in. 9733 Olive, Saturday, 1 to 4:30. So one of the things we want to talk about is CFW Walther says the way to get around these apparent contradictions, remember apparent, not real, is to use the distinctions between law and gospel. And the first principle one uses is Scripture interprets Scripture. So, for example, if you think about a mirror and you ask somebody, what does a mirror do? Well, it kind of helps you comb your hair or wash your face, because you can see maybe you're dirty or you're messy, and so you do it. But in the Bible, the word mirror is used in connection with the law. The law is a mirror. What does that mean? It means, and it's used metaphorically here, it mirrors your true self. It shows you what you really like. And when you use the law, you find that you are a poor, miserable sinner deserving nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. That's the use of the law as a mirror. So there, the word mirror means something different when used in connection to the law in the Bible than when we would use it in a, like you go to the Home Depot and you ask, I'd like to buy one of your mirrors. Well, which one would you like? Oh, the one that shows me I'm a sinner. They're not going to know what you're talking about. So context means everything. Scripture interprets Scripture. And so mirror can be used, as we call it, the second use of the law. You know what the other analogy or metaphor is of the law? A hammer. Well, can you imagine that? You go to Home Depot and say, I would like to buy a hammer. And what are you going to use it for? Oh, I have to put somebody down to size. they're not going to sell you a hammer. They're going to call the police. But you see, the law as a hammer puts somebody down to size. It kind of reminds me of John the Baptizer. Remember, the mountains are going to be lowered, the valleys filled, so you have a smooth road. That's in preparation for the coming of Jesus. It's called repentance. And that's the goal of every law, is to move a person to repentance. But this doesn't seem to be saying what our text is saying. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Wow. How many times have you asked something and not received it from him? And then according to this verse, that's because you're not keeping his commandments. But Pastor, I never keep his commandments. So how can I ever receive anything from him? You see the confusion one gets into when you simply take one verse from the Bible without looking at the context. Now, what do we mean by the context? Well, actually, in the sermon on Sunday, the context that helped explain the verse that was confusing to the congregation was actually in the verse itself. It was a form of the verb that helped us to understand. But today, we don't see anything in the verse itself. So what do we mean by context? Well, you look at the surrounding verses and the chapter, then the whole book. And this would, of course, be 1 John, then the New Testament, then the whole Bible. But here we don't have to go any further than the verse right after this. Can you believe that? The verse right after 1 John 3:22 is the explanation. Whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. So what's your question? Well, what are the commandments he's talking about? Because when I think of the Ten Commandments, I disobey every one of them. Listen to verse 23. And this is his commandments that we... Now, you would think the next word would be obey, but it's not. Listen to the commandment that he's talking about. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. When did that occur? It's called your baptism. Have you ever considered that the primary commandment that God looks for you to keep is faith in Jesus Christ? Why is that important? Because then, through faith, your sins have been forgiven. And all those good works that you're unable to do, guess what you receive? You receive the robe of righteousness. Therefore, every time a Christian loves someone, there is a part of that new man that is loving them for the right reason. The point we're trying to make here is God will give you, you will receive from him what you ask because of your faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, wait a minute. That still doesn't solve the problem, does it? Okay, I understand that the commandment he's talking about is not obedience to the Ten Commandments or any of the ceremonial laws or civil laws, but rather faith in Jesus Christ. But I still have faith in Jesus Christ and don't receive what I ask from him. Well, how are you asking? Like, is God a father to you in the sense that, yeah, I would like to have a new Honda automobile, so please give it to me, and you don't get it? You're going to say, uh-oh, I'm not obeying this commandment to believe. No, it really has nothing to do with that. Because when it says, whatever we ask, we receive, there's two ways of asking for something. When we had children, we took them to be baptized. We ask Jesus to give them faith and forgive their sins in their baptism. That was a direct request. There were no conditions attached. However, let's say I do want a Honda automobile. And so I ask God of it. Remember how the prayer is different than when I am asking for my baptized children to have faith? We say, if it be your will, may we have a Honda. You see, here's the criteria to keep in mind. If you are asking for something that he has promised, then you just ask him and he'll deliver it. You want increased faith? His word never returns empty. So you ask him for that increased faith as you read the Bible, as you attend Bible studies, as you attend worship. You know, it's really quite amazing. I know of a congregation that on Easter Sunday had 2,000 people there, and on the next Sunday had 1,200. What happened to the other 800? Well, yes, Easter is an important event, but guess what? Every Sunday is an Easter. Every Sunday is an Easter. So that there should be no reason that one would not attend every Sunday, unless you're working or you're sick or something else comes up on vacation. Because God is there to continue to give you his word and his sacraments to increase your faith, comfort you in the day of trouble. Now, when you're asking for something that he has not promised, you always ask according to your will. So, think of something you've asked for God from God. Let's say it's more faith. Then you don't have to add according to your will as you read the Bible. But let's say you're asking for health. Then you ask according to your will. Just yesterday, I met with a shut-in that I was assigned to meet who is quite ill. And we were able to give her the Lord's Supper. She was very happy with that. And she was very much aware of everything that was going on. And in our prayer, we said we have no idea what the future will hold, but we know that whatever the future holds, God will always work all things to our good. And so we had that ability to comfort. Even though we don't know what the future holds, we do know what God holds. And he holds his promises true. So, when you ask something from Jesus that is not promised from him, and you say, according to your will, guess what? He will give it to you. You will receive it according to his will. What was I doing? This is really interesting. Yeah. That's right. I was going to visit a shut-in, and sometimes it's difficult to find her because she's walking around and doing exercises. So I said, well, I hope I'll be able to find her because it was a big nursing home. So I got out of my car, and I'm walking towards the front door, and I suddenly remember, I forgot I have a Portals of Prayer for her. So I went back to get it, and I said, oh, boy, you know, I'm not as fast as I wanted to be. And so as I entered into the door, it just so happened she was walking up to the main desk to put an envelope in. Had I not forgotten the Portals of Prayer, I know I would have gone up to her floor, not on her door. She wouldn't have been there. So here I'm upset because I forgot my Portals of Prayer. And what does God do? He works it all out in a way that was far better for me. We were able to see her, commune her, and there were two other ladies I had to see there, which I did. And so here again, I'm kicking myself and thinking God's not in control when he totally is in control. So the text is clear. If we keep his commandments, we receive from him whatever we ask. But the commandment is not the Ten Commandments, is to believe in the name of the Son of Jesus Christ. That's what the very next verse says. And therefore, from law and gospel, we've understood then that whatever we ask of him that he hasn't promised, we ask, if it be thy will, and he will definitely give that promise. Well, I'd love to keep on going, but I am preaching here at the International Center, And so we have a wonderful opportunity here for Mary to speak all by herself. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Joni's not here today, so I asked Mary to come in and explain a little bit more about the Share-a-thon. So please take over. Thank you.
All right. Well, the Share-a-thon takes place this week, starting on Thursday, which is April 23rd, going through Friday and onto Saturday. And it's going to be all day Thursday, all day Friday, and half of Saturday. So we'll end at about noon. But this is a great opportunity to tune in and listen to some interesting interviews. We're going to have a lot of guests, a lot of people on the air talking about KFUO and what the purpose is and how it's affected them and how it can affect other people and how we should come together and support the work of KFUO and the ministry of KFUO, so that we continue to spread the gospel. It's a good thing.
And Andy Bates joining in here too as well. Mary, thanks for coming in today and talking about Share-a-thon. Now, Rod and I were talking this morning. This is his third Share-a-thon. This is my second Share-a-thon. Any idea what number this is for you?
This will be my sixth. Or no, this will be my fifth. I take it back.
Fifth Share-a-thon.
Fifth Share-a-thon.
And I know Joni said the other day what number this is for her, but she and Jenny probably have done the most, huh? She, Jenny, maybe Gary.
I think so, yeah. She and Joni and Jenny are the most. I think Gary follows closely behind.
What do you look forward to most about Share-a-thon?
Actually, I enjoy the camaraderie, not only with the staff and the hosts, because I'm always behind the scenes, and so I'm always in my cubicle typing away. But I get to get in touch with the hosts and the guests that we have on the air, but also a lot with our listeners. They call in and we get to talk with them and get to see who is actually listening and which shows they like and what aspects they like and what they hope to see happen and how we can hope to make those things happen. So it's actually really nice to hear from our listeners.
It is. I enjoy hearing from our listeners and hearing how they have... They've enjoyed listening to Worldwide KFUO. They enjoy just what the programs that we have here. We got an email from Helen in Evanston, Wyoming, just recently. She says, KFUO is my whistle while you work station for about 2 years now. I have it on 24 hours a day at my embroidery shop, and KFUO keeps me focused on Christ, who in turn guides me in the projects that we embroider. And they're members of Our Savior Lutheran Church. She and her husband are members of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Evanston, Wyoming. And she says, congratulations on 90 years on the air. Helen, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Yeah, that's so encouraging to hear that. And so we appreciate that. And it's nice to hear that. You can send us an email, kfuo@kfuo.org, and let us know why you listen to Worldwide KFUO and what programs you enjoy hearing, what you might like to hear more on Worldwide KFUO.
It is really nice. It is really nice to hear that we're making a difference in people's lives. And that, you know, a lot of people I've had call in and say, you know, I can't get out anymore. I can't get to my church, or I can't drive, or, but KFUO is a source of where I study now. I listen to Thy Strong Word, or I listen to His Time. And, on Sundays, I can't quite make it to church, but I can hear the services on your Sunday morning and the Bible study that's on Sunday morning. So it is actually really nice to hear those stories that we are making an effect in people's lives and that they can reach out and get the word of God through us.
That is encouraging and helps us do our work well when we get that feedback from listeners. It helps us know that what we're doing does make a difference. So thanks to all the listeners who share with us. Again, you can email us, kfuo@kfuo.org. Let us know what you like to listen to. What are the programs you enjoy listening to on Worldwide KFUO? Now, Share-a-thon coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. We'll be going from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. strong. For some, that means lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee for Mary.
Starting 7 a.m. on Thursday morning, I get to help kick off things Thursday morning, and we have a variety of guests that'll be joining us in studio. some of our regular guests and partners, some of some day sponsors, some of our underwriters all will be joining us during that time. Looking forward to spending that time. It's like a family reunion for 3 days, isn't it?
It is. It's a nice time that we all get together and all the staff is in the studio. Mm-hmm. Or very close to the studio, so you get to hear us all and the mess that we make.
And there's absolutely no food or drink in the studios, right? Okay, so except for the little exception made during Share-a-thon. Well, Mary, thank you so much for coming over today and sharing about Share-a-thon coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. And thanks to Pastor Baker for letting us jump in and share about it as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we have Faith and Family right here on Worldwide KFUO. Talk to you soon, Mary.
Bye, Andy.
Listen to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.